Today learning is Zeicha Nishmas Rav Yehuda ben HaKadosh Rav Yaakov Moshe Zatzal Shem Yom Kerem Daimam. The yard site is on the day of its sixth yard site. May the learning be the Chus for the Neshama, sponsored by his children, Dr. and Mrs. Moshe and Sarah Breit. So we're starting today from the two dots. Rav Chanina ben Antignus. Sorry, Kufchas Amar Aleph. Rav Chanina ben Antignus, Eimer Kol Tinaikis. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Halacha Rav Chanina ben Antignus. So if everyone remembers from the Mishnah, what did Rav Chanina ben Antignus say? He says that a Ketana, who is Yedea, Lishmer Kiddushah, the Chazal, were not Mesakin Kiddushin, and therefore she doesn't need me. And so let's say a girl who's like under 6 years old, so if you give her a Kiddushin, she's not going to know how to watch over it. She's not going to know how to protect her kiddushin. She's just going to lose it. So then if her brothers or her mother married her off, she's not even going to need me in, because there is no kiddushin to a young girl of such a young age. Tana, we learned. Ketana shaloi miyana. If you have a young girl and she did not do any miyan, the amda v'nisis, and then she got up and she got married. Mishum Rav Yehuda ben Matera Amru Nisueha Hin Hin Miuneha. So by the virtue of the fact that if you have a young girl who had married off by her mother and her brother, and they were married off to Reuven, and in the middle of the marriage she decides to marry someone else, right? Well, if you're marrying Shimon when you're supposed to be married to Reuven, that means, obviously, you don't want Reuven. So you don't have to go over to Reuven and say, I don't want you anymore. By virtue of the fact that she makes a whole big chasana and she marries off Shimon, obviously means that she doesn't want it. So there's no halacha in terms of mean that you have to go to Reuven and make a big public announcement, I don't want to be married to you anymore. Rather, all you have to do is do an action which clearly indicates that you no longer want him. So the ultimate action would be is that not only do you do Kiddushin, but you even do Nisuin, you have a full chuppah and you move into Shimon's house, that means clearly you no longer want Reuven anymore. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to go take apart the statement with a whole bunch of shilas. The Gemara has a suffix. Niskat shemahu. What about if she didn't go ahead and do a full-fledged nesuin, but she only did kedushin? So nowadays we really do kedushin and nesuin all together in the chasana. But in those days, sometimes you could have 12 months before. Kedushin is just the contract, and nesuin is when you actually move into the house. So what about if she signed a contract with someone else that she's going to be married to Shimon, but she didn't go ahead, she did the kedushin, he said, I react mukadashly, but she didn't move into his house. Is that a clear enough action that she no longer wants Reuven? Or we say is that since she didn't move into Shimon's house yet, she didn't do nesuin, maybe that's not a clear enough mean.
Where is she living?
You're saying if she does Kedushin, I guess she could still be living either by her parents' house, or she could be living by her first husband's house. Now, I'm saying it's going to be a little bit complicated. You know, if you're Kedushin to the second person, how exactly are you by the first person? You know, there's going to be, again, we're talking about a young girl. Like, it could be she's not...
Yeah.
You know, depending on what age. Okay, maybe she's over six, but let's even say we're talking a seven-year-old or something like that. So the Gemara wants to know, is the very fact that you do Kedushin, is that considered a mean or not? So Rashi says, "Niskat shela acher b'loy mian." We're obviously talking about in the case that she did kishon to someone else without mian, because obviously if she told Reuven, "I don't want to be married to you," and then she did kishon to Shimon, then obviously the first marriage is over. But the question is, what about kishon? So the Gemara says, "Tashma, let's bring a raya." Tana shaloy miana, the umda v'niskadsha. It says over here that she didn't do mian to her first husband, and she didn't do nisuin. All she did was umda. She got up in niskadsha, and she did kedushin to a second person. Mishum Rav Yehuda ben Maseira amru, in the name of Rav Yehuda ben Maseira, they say kedushel hein hein miuneha. So we see clearly in this braisa that not only is it actually moving in and having a chuppah and moving into the second person house is a mian, but even just doing kiddushin to a second person, that will be considered a mian to the first person, and then the first marriage is automatically over. Ibayaluhu. So let's take a look at Rashi, b'kiddushin. If she did kedushin to someone else, there's a machloikis if it's a mian. So we'll get back to that Rashi in a minute. The Gemara has a safek. Pligi rabbanon oled Rav Yehuda ben Maseira oloi. The Gemara wants to know, did the rabbanon argue on Rav Yehuda ben Maseira or not? Meaning, Rav Yehuda ben Maseira is saying that if you had nesuin, if you had kedushin to someone else, that the kedushin would be a mian. But do the rabbanon disagree and say no? In order to do a mian, you have to actually do an act and go to your husband and say, I no longer want to be married to you. Or maybe they agree. Now, second suffix. Imtim Soloimar Pligi, if you want to say that there is a machoik, if there's only Rav Yehuda ben Maseira Yachid's opinion, the Rabbanon disagree, b'kiddushin, ayafil ben Nisuin. Maybe the Rabbanon only disagree on the bigger chiddush of Yehuda ben Maseira, that even a kiddushin would be considered a mian, even though she didn't move into the second person's house, but she only did a kiddushin. In that case, they say that's not a clear enough mian. But by the storm where she actually moved into the second person's house, that would be obviously a mian, and you don't have to do a mian. Oh, yeah, if you've been suing, or maybe the rabbanon argue that even if you move into the second person's house, it still would not be considered a mian. Now, what would be this machloikas? I mean, L'chara, if she moved out of Reuven's house and moved into Shimon's house, it's pretty clear she no longer wants her first husband. So it's, I mean, you don't do kedushin, a whole chasana, a chuppah, move into a second person's house if you want the first one. So chare the machlekes is that what is mian? Is mian just mean I no longer want it? Well, you clearly no longer want Reuven. Or is mian like a chalais? Just like we have a get, so there's like a chalais mian. That meaning a get, you have to sign a document and you have to end the marriage. Okay, so Ketana doesn't need a get, but she still has to do an official. There's a certain way of doing it, and the way to do it is going over to her husband and say, I no longer want to be married to you.
The star for mian is different than a get, right?
But there's no star at all. It's just
no,
oral.
I'm just saying that if she would just move in to the new house, then all the Aiden were going to sign that we saw this happening, right?
So yeah, no, you're going to have Aiden, certainly.
What?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty public.
Yeah, you
have a whole cast, and you probably have 100 Aiden.
Well, I don't know how many are kosher, but that's not the point. I'm stressing is that even if there has to be a chalos, but that everyone would agree in that case would be good, no? In a case where two people see her going into someone else's house, and then they sign the document, they saw this, you mean to tell me people still argue in that case?
So that's exactly the Gemara's shadow. The Gemara's question is, do the Rabbanon only argue by Kedushin, where it's only a Kedushin and she didn't actually move in, it's just a private document, or do they even argue by Nisuin? That's the Gemara's suffix right now. We didn't get to the end of the Gemara and see how the Gemara is answering. But yeah, at this point we're having a suffix that perhaps the Rabbanon disagree, even in the case that they move in, but they still never did a formal official mian, and therefore it would not be
documented.
Even though you have, yeah.
Okay.
Edim, that the fact that she moved into another house, that would not be sufficient. The Imtim Salaimar Pligi, and if you want to tell me that the Rabbanan argue, Afilu bin Nesu'in, and if you want to tell me that the Rabbanan argue that even though you have it clearly documented that she moved into Shimon's house, Halacha Kamaisa, do we hold like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira? In Halacha Kamaisa, maybe we hold like the Rabbanan, and we don't hold like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. And then finally, the fourth question. And even if you want to tell me Halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, is that only true that Halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira ben Nesu'in? Only when she totally moves into Shimon's house. I feel the Kiddushin, or maybe we hold that even if she did Kiddushin, that's enough. So B'kitzer, the Gemara has four different sfeikas. First of all, is there a machlekes Rabbanan on Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, or there's no machlekes? Second of all, even if there is a machlekes, are they only arguing by Kiddushin, or do they argue even by Nesu'in? Third of all, even if the Rabbanan do argue by Nesu'in, is Allah like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira or not? And finally, the machlokes is, even if you hold like that Allah like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, that only true by the strongest case of Nesu'in, where she actually moved into the second person's house, or do we hold even by Kiddushin? Let's take a look at Rashi. B'Kiddushin, Shenis Kachola Achar Pligi, do the Rabbanan only argue by Kiddushin that she had Kiddushin to someone else? They argue, Deloy Havi Mian. Then that would not be a Mian, Aval Ben Nesu'in. But if she actually got married and moved into a second person's house, that's a very strong action, Maidu. Aidilma, Afil Ben Nesu'in, Shenis says, maybe even though she got married, La Achar, to a second person, Beloy Mian, without doing a formal refusal of the first marriage, Pligi. You know, maybe she has to go to Beis Din and say, Beis Din, I no longer want the first husband. And then the second, fine. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's go ahead and bring a Raya. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha to Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says straight out that even though Rav Yehuda ben Beseira is a Yachid, still we paskin like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Even though in general Yachid Rabim Halacha Karabim, but over here that the Yachid is so Mesaver, we paskin like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. So the Gemara makes a few diukim. First of all, Halacha Mechal de Pligi. If everyone agrees, you don't have to say who the Halacha is like. It's only when you have two opinions, and you have to say that Halacha is like opinion A, and not like Halacha B. So by the fact that Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel has to pass on like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira, clearly the Rabbanan disagree. So we replace our shot, the Rabbanan disagree, and we pass on like Rav Yehuda. So let's take a look at Rashi. Halacha Rav Yehuda atarvayu etmar, and this that we say halacha is like Rav Yehuda is not only going on the case of kedushin, but it's even going on the case it's not only going that halacha is like Rav Yehuda on the case of nesu'in, but even in the case that you only did kedushin, still we paskin like Rav Yehuda. So again, A, we clearly have that Rabbanan argue both on Nesu'in and Kiddushin, because we have to pass them like Rav Yehuda both by Kiddushin and Nesu'in. And number two, that we pass them like Rav Yehuda in both cases, both in the case of Nesu'in and even in the case that there was only Kiddushin, still we pass them that as long as you do an action that clearly indicates you no longer want your first husband, so that's enough to be a Mian. So the halacha is, like Rav Yehuda, that if she goes ahead and moves into the second house, or even just does kedushin to a second person, still, that would be considered a mian.
When we said going to the second house, I mean, you said also the sultan of the chuppah and all this kind of stuff. That's enough mice also, right? You know, if you go into the other person's house.
Right, yeah, even a chuppah, or even less, even just the kedushin. Anything, any clear indication, because once you do kedushin in the second person, you can't be married to two people, like you asked before. Like, you can't do kedushin to someone while you're still being married in the first. So even just the kedushin, that's a clear enough act, even though it's maybe not as public.
Like, right, being mentally, like, yeah. Anything, or just...
Yeah, I was saying like a big extreme case,
just
bringing out the idea.
Even, like, how about, even, like, dating the other guy, you know what I mean?
No, so dating is not Kedusha. I mean, you shouldn't be dating a second person when you're married to the first person.
No, but that
would not be a permanent enough action. Because Kedusha is something final. Once you do Kedusha, you can't be married to two people. You could date a second person. It's not correct.
All we need is indication. It's not enough. It's not a
close
of anything.
If she said to other women, you can go marry him, that's good enough. Now it's a step further by dating, I would think.
Right, so dating would be. We're gonna see actually in the next step of the Gemara that even though we're lowering the bar from Nisuin to Kedushin, but doesn't mean that the bar is all the way on the bottom. Like just because she has one bad day and she decides to yell at her husband, that's not gonna be enough. So let's see the next line in the Gemara. Kati Tiboyulach, we could still have a question. What is sufficient for me in? To have a nesiva meikara, are we saying that even though she was married and moved in to her husband's house, still kedushin is enough? Idilma mekacha, maybe everything has to be on equal levels. If she only had kedushin to her first husband, then kedushin to second person is enough to show she no longer wants her first husband. But if she had nesuin to her first husband, she actually moved into his house, and the second person, she only did kedushin, but she didn't move in, so that means she did a lower level to the second person than the first person, maybe that's not enough. So clearly, if to the first person she did kedushin and nesuin, and the second person all she did was she went on a date, that's clearly a lower level. But the Gemara is saying that even if she had nesuin to the first person and kedushin to the second person, maybe that would not be a strong enough indicator to be mean. Dr. Ashi, to have a nesiva meikara l'rishon, afilu hachi nafka mien kal. Are you going to tell me that even though she was on a higher level to the first person that she had nesuin, and the second person she's a lower level of kedushin, still that's enough, or maybe not? So the Gemara is going to try to bring a riot to that.
Before?
I think he turned it on.
Okay, good.
Toshma, let's bring a raya. The Kalsi the Avdon Emrid, the daughter-in-laws of Avdon seem to, they were married with their husbands. What does that mean? They were young children that were married off by their mothers and brothers, and they no longer wanted to be with their husbands. They didn't want to have yichud with their husbands. So now Chazal were like, well, why don't they want to be with their husbands? Is that considered a mian or not? Shadur Rebbe Zugi de Rabbanon Lamiv de Kinu. So we sent the Pir of Rabbanon to Tamir Chacham to go check them out to see if, are they still refusing to be with their husband? Are they doing a mian? Amri Luhu Nashi. So two ladies who were sitting right next to these two ladies said, Chazu Gavrechu Tekaosu. They said, they saw two people come, and they said, oh, look, your husbands are coming. Amri Luhu, the two young girls that were married off to their husbands that they were married in, said, Nihavi Gavrechu Tehu, our husbands? Let them be your husbands. Right? So that type of comment sounds like they're not very interested in their husbands, right? They just said, yeah, our husbands, let them be your husbands. Rebbe, in chamin gadol mizeh. What do you mean? They just said, we're not interested in them. They're not our husbands, let them be your husbands. We don't want these husbands anymore. So that means it's... So l'chara we see that you don't have to do a formal mian in Beis Din. You could just make an offhand comment to your friends. We're not interested in our husbands anymore. Let them be your husbands. And that should be a mian. In fact, ein lecha mian gadol mizeh, that's a clear indication that you no longer want him. My love to have a nesiva. So what was the story? Were these daughter-in-laws of Avdon, were they married? And still you could do this low-level mian of just saying, let them be your husbands. It's not a riot. Maybe they only had Kedushin, and that's the reason why it would be considered a mian. But if they had a higher level marriage of Nisuin and they already moved in, then maybe just the offhand comment, let them be your husbands, would not be enough. So therefore, the Gemara is not pushing the Shaila. But.
Why?
Just one more line, 1 second. And like the Gemara, the halacha, Rav Yehuda ben Becerra, the halacha is like Rav Yehuda ben Becerra, a few minutes in the kama, but the halacha nice that we hold it, even if you have been suing to the first husband, and the second mian is a lower level, rather all it is a kedushin, still it would be a mian. So halacha l'maaseh, even if you only do kedushin, it would be a mian. But the Gemara had a suffix and says that maybe that every action has to have a counteraction of equal strength. And if the first thing was a level of nesuin, and the second one was only a level of kedushin, that would not have been a mian. But kamash manda, no, since you can't have kedushin to the second guy while you're married to the first person, that's a typical ishadish, that she's miyuchad to one husband, not to two husbands, and you can't have kedushin to two different husbands, that wouldn't be chal. So therefore, that would be sufficient for a mian. And clearly, that Rav Yehuda ben Becerra holds is that a mian just is a gili das. You don't have to go to Beis Din and say, I am formally rejecting my husband. All you have to do is just indicate and show that you do not want.
By a kedushin, regular kedushin, if a guy gives a ring to his kala, gives her a ring under the chuppah, does not say a re'at, chal or not.
I'm not so sure that's irrelevant, but I mean, in general, you have to, just because you give a lady...
Under chuppah.
I think that clearly. So as long as there's a clear indication, what you want, like let's say you're being Isaac in Kedushin, and you give it, so then that would be sufficient.
So the words sufficient. Are just like.
The words are to show what you mean. If you don't use the words, then it could be.
I said, my case was they did not say the words.
Right, but as long as you're asukin in Kedushin.
There's certain things you just need words. They have to. You need to mean words. I mean, this doesn't.
Over here, the main thing is to give her the ring.
There's a side to say, I mean, not like that. But Chalitza, you might have needed. I mean, there's certain things you need, don't you? Like, for example, in Pesach, with the Shalosh of Pesach, once and more, right? Let's say you just point to it, you don't say it.
Well, you're asking on Pesach if when it says Kol Shalei Amar Shoshadam Elu Bo Yatsi Dei Chavata, there's Machleket Rishayin. We're getting a little off topic.
What?
Machleket Rishayin, when we say Lo Yatsi Dei Chavata, did that really mean that you're not Yatsi? Like if you ate Mass and you didn't say Pesach Zu,
right.
If you're not Yatsi, that's Machleket Rishayin, if you're Yatsi or not. Yeah, Pasha Pshat, right? The Gemara says even if they forced you to eat Mass, you probably didn't say Pesach Zu. And, yeah. It's Machleket Rishayin, it just means L'chatchila or... But okay, let's take.
What was the Meryl says of the Darn Laws of Avni?
Oh, so what do you mean? At the end of the day, what did it mean? Yeah, it was considered a mean by the fact that he said, Enecha mean gadol mitzu, that since I said we're not interested in these husbands of ours, let them be your husbands, so therefore we want them. What? So it was considered a mean since they were
a katan. They had nisun already, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Gemara wasn't Peshut, but I mean, we're Peshut Lahalacha, it's true. If you want to know his historical fact, do they have Nisun or not? That I don't know.
I'm really asking about the Halacha.
Oh, yeah, the Halacha is that even if they had Nisun, it would work. If these daughter-in-laws actually had Nisun or not, the Gemara is not clear. Right.
All right, so at the end, where are we left?
We're left is that either if you have kedushin or nisuin to your first husband, and then you do to the second husband, even just a kedushin and not a nisuin, that would be considered a mian.
Because they're not at the same level.
Yeah, even though it's a lower level, it still would be a mian, because since kedushin to the second husband won't work with nisuin to the first husband, or kedushin to the first...
But can you go to a lower level just saying, you can take my husband?
Yeah.
Would that be good enough also?
That seems to be the indication of the Gemara. As long as, all you have to do is clearly indicate it. You don't have to, like, give a real formal mean. You just have to clearly indicate it. You know, if it's not so clear, so then, you know, we have to go check it out. Just because one time she has a bad day and she tells her husband, I don't want to see your face, that's not going to be considered...
Dating. What does that say?
Yeah, so I don't think that would be clear enough. She did something wrong, and she shouldn't have done it, but maybe she was just in a bad mood, but before she would have actually formalized anything and did it, right? Lots of times, unfortunately, you could have husbands and wives that have a bad day, and they yell something out. Even in this case, just because at first their husbands wanted to come together, and they said, no, I'm not going to your house, and the rabbanim weren't enough. We want to see if they. That's what we're going to see. Let's see Rashi 1 second. The mivdikin we have the hajim meimerdai. If they would go change their mind and go back, I mean, just because she said I don't want to be with my husband, that's not enough. So she had a bad day. And we all know that women, especially little children, girls could be fickle. One day, the two girls are worst friends, and the next day, they're BFFs. They're going to be best friends. Just because she has a bad day and says, I don't want to be my husband, that won't be clear. But if she's clearly showing that over a long period of time, she doesn't want her husband, and she does some permanent action, like this shouldn't assume, just because she goes on a date, or she had one bad day, or...
So when I say this, you married... The other woman can marry her husband.
Yeah,
something or nothing.
So again, over here, there was a history here. Their husbands wanted them to come home, and they said, we're not going to have home. And they sent their abundance to check them out. Right. So right. Yeah, if you just hear an offhand comment in a peak of anger, I don't think that would be sufficient to... Right, they're refusing to live with their husbands, and then... Right. And now we see in this context that clearly we don't want it. So then that would have some permanence. But yeah, if she just make offhand comment, and then the next day when she calms down a little bit, she she's okay. We wouldn't say, oh, you need to make a whole new chasen, a whole new condition.
It seems like it's always going to be at a lower level than the original. Even the basic me on going to Beis Din and saying that she doesn't want her husband anymore, it's still a lower level than Kiddushin.
Well, not really. Again, the point of me is the highest level would be going, because over here doing Kiddushin or Nisuin to the second person, just from that we can figure out that you don't want your husband. The main thing is to go and say, I no longer want the first marriage. Let's say, I don't know, you have some 7-year-old girl that doesn't know that you can't marry two husbands, right? I mean, obviously we all know that you can't. But I mean, you know, listen, Yaakov married 4 sisters and she's a feminist, so she figures, why can't I have 2 husbands? We're all trying to figure it out. So regardless of Kedushin or Nisuin, from the Kedushin and Nisuin, we're trying to figure out that she's doing a mean. But the highest level is going to Beis Din, and so it's not so much the higher level, just the stronger indication of the fact that she wants to do a mean. But a mean is obviously the mean. That's the... Okay, very good. Let's go a little weiter. So we saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Lazar says that a maisa ketana klum, elikim ufuta, any time that a young girl gets married off by her brothers or by her sister, that would be nothing. Marriage is not a marriage at all, and therefore, if she's a bas yisrael and she marries a kohen, she's not allowed to eat truma, because it's not a real marriage. Or just the opposite. Let's say she was a bas kohen and she married a yisrael, she could continue to eat truma, because it's not considered a marriage at all. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Shmuel, Chizanu al kol tzadei chachamim, v'loy matzinu adam sheshva midoisa b'ktana kirablazer. I went on all the different tzadim of Mian, and I never found anyone that was so that towed the line so straight that he made all his midas the same, so extreme, by ktana, except for like Rav Eliezer, because Rav Eliezer is completely not a marriage at all. Until she becomes a gedola, it's not possible for her mother or brothers to marry her off. She's living with him, and she had a whole chatzer. It's like she's just going for a walk with him. She's just going on a date with him. She's living with him, but it's nothing. It has no halachic significance, the fact that she's living with her husband. If she wants, she could get up out of the lap of her husband, and she could go ahead and be tevel. And even though, let's say, she's a kehanis, and she married the Yisrael, which means that she should have lost the rights to eat truma, no. Since it's not a marriage at all, she could go ahead and get up from her husband and be tevil, and you know, she has to be tahara and go eat truma. He were talking about a case that a kehenas, a bas kohen, married the Yisrael. She could get up v'tevelas, and she could be tevel nei tashmish shemsha. Since she had tashmish with her husband, she became tamei. So therefore, she has to be tevel in the mikvah. But even though she'd married the Yisrael and she should have lost all her rights, still she could be tevel. And she could eat truma because it's not a marriage at all. Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Rav Eliezer Omer, ein maisa ketana klum. If a ketana gets married through her mother, through her brothers, to a husband, you know, while she's under 12, it's not a kedushin and nisuin at all. And what's in general the rules of a marriage is that a husband is zeicha in her maisi yadayim or in her metzias, or it could be made for nedarim. However, by this ketana, ein baila zakei, her husband is not zeicha loy b'metziasa, not if she finds something, it doesn't belong to her husband because it's not a real marriage. So loy b'metziada, and if she goes and she gets a job, this young girl, and she gets some money, it doesn't belong to her husband because it's not a real marriage. Let's say she makes a neder. So before she gets married, her father could be made for her nedarim. After she gets married, her husband could be made for her nedarim. But this ketana, since it's not a real marriage, her husband cannot be made for her nedarim. If Nebuch, this girl, dies, usually the husband gets the Yerusha. But over here, this husband, again, Rabbi Elazar is all throughout the board, that's completely not a marriage, so therefore ain't a Yerusha. Therefore, her husband will not Yarshin her. Ain't Matamila. Let's say her husband is a Kohen, so a Kohen could only be Matami to his relatives, and his wife is a relative. But over here, that she's a Ketana, and the Ketana, it's not a real marriage, so her husband, if she dies, can't go to the Beis HaKvaris. He can't be Matami himself to her.
Who's the father dead already?
So in all cases of a ketana, we're talking not that her father's marrying her off, rather either her mother or brother. So that means clearly that her father is dead, or she left his rishos.
We said before that she could be married before second marriage.
Second marriage,
that would be a way of, right, that's what I meant by leaving her father's rishos, would be a second marriage. But once she left her father's rishos, then
okay.
Right, I think so.
Why does
she,
the
Brisa
says that in Masa Ketana Klum, when we have it in our Mishnah?
Sorry, the Mishnah says that what? Right, a ma'aseh ketana klum. That's what we're saying. Chan Reb Elazar is that it's nothing.
It says in a braisa that it says it. One says it brings down.
Right, because this braisa is much more specific, and the Mishnah just says a general rule that a ma'aseh ketana klum is not a marriage. And now the braisa is elaborating on it. The braisa is going on the Mishnah saying, what do we mean by a ma'aseh ketana klum? We mean that he's not, that her husband's not zeicha in the metzia. It means that not zeicha in the afaras nedarim. It's not zeicha in Yerusha. Eimetama klolish shel dover. What's the rule? Even though she's living with her husband and she's playing like a wife, but she's not really halachically a wife. She's just acting like a wife. So the only way that it is considered marriage is that she can't leave him without doing a mian. But other than the fact that you need a mian, the nisuin is not a real nisuin. It's just sort of like a way of keeping her out of trouble. That way she's with a husband who's going to be taking care of her. And then eventually when she grows up and she becomes 12 years old, and she becomes a gedola, then she'll, assuming she doesn't do mian, then she will be married to him. If he signed the contract, she signed the contract. But you're asking is that if it's not a real marriage and he doesn't get any zechusim, will he also have those obligations? I mean, you would imagine he has to take care of this Ketana, you know, to feed her, but we want to know.
Yeah, redeem her from jail.
Yes. Right, you're saying all the obligations, meaning, so sort of does he get the short stick, since she doesn't get any of the chayvis, then theoretically he shouldn't have any of his responsibilities. I mean, I guess maybe...
Of her.
Yeah, so I guess that would all be part of the same child. I mean, we see clearly that he doesn't get any zechusim. What about the chayvis?
We looked earlier about what's his name, Pishon.
Okay.
He and his wife
on the field. Let's see, there's some kind of Pishon. This is only Reb Lazar's opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm saying this is not the standard opinion. We're going to see soon if Halacha is like him. I'm saying Reb Lazar is the most extreme shita that he's discussing. You know that this marriage is really just like a play or an act, but yeah, a charade. So the only thing that is considered a marriage is that you need a miyun. But sounds like there's no real zuchusim and no real chiyuvim.
So what happens when she turns 12? He can't do anything with her now.
Right.
But when she turns 12,
as they continue living with each other, so that Mamela, that will be a marriage. As soon as they do any intimate action, that will be an automatic marriage.
You know, it's just a promise.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is Reb Lazar's very extreme sheet. That it's just like you have this young girl and her father is out of the picture for whatever reason. Either he died or whatever, second marriage or whatever it is. And, like, we need to take care of her. But Reb Lazar is, that's what the Gemara said. Loi mitzinu adam shesh v'midosef b'ktana k'Reb Lazar. We didn't find anyone that extreme. Reb Yeshua Omer. However, Reb Yeshua disagrees. Reb Yeshua is always the bad
person. It's about something. Right. In other words, when the mother marry her off, it's a veil.
Oh, they have the right to do it, but the only chalois that it does is clapping me in. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with what they're doing. However, Rav Yeshua disagrees, and Rav Yeshua Omer Baila Zakai B'Metziasa, that her husband is Zoicha in her Metzias. If she finds something, her husband could keep it, because the Rabbanon said that this marriage is a marriage. And the husband is Zoicha in her Metziadayim. That if she gets a job and she makes some money, that the money belongs to her husband. Well, first in the draft, she makes a nether.
That right?
Yeah. All these things are going to be told.
She's 6 years old. She ain't working.
I mean, if she's not working, she's not working. But
the thing. But just so then the other part of the
phone. Right. So Rav Yeshua says that the Baal is Zeicha in the Metzias of Ma'aseh, and he is Zeicha if she makes some money. But first in the Rav, she makes a nether, the husband can be made for Nadar and be Yarsha, and the husband can Yarshin his wife who's a Ketana, Umatamila, and if her husband is a Kohen, he could be Matami himself to bury her, because it is considered a Durabarandika marriage. Even though on a Duraisa level it would not be considered a marriage, but Midrabaran is a marriage. Just the opposite. Rabbi Shua holds that it's considered a complete marriage. Ella, she yaitse b'mins. According to Blazer, it's b'chlal not a marriage. But according to Yeshua, it's completely, we consider every single halacha like it's a marriage, except for one exception, is that mian lowers the bar that normally a lady needs a get, but a ketana only needs a mian. According to Blazer, it's only considered a marriage that it needs a mian, and according to Rav Yeshua, it's lowering the bar and saying that the only thing that's not like a marriage is the fact that it works like a man. Amar Rabbi, who do we paskin like? Nirin divi Rav Eliezer mi divi Rav Yeshua. I think Rav Eliezer makes more sense than Rav Yeshua. Shablazer hishva mi doisa b'ktana, Rav Yeshua chalak. According to Shablazer, everything's the same. no, 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 no. Basically, it's completely not not a marriage. It's just a play. It's just like a play marriage. So your brother is very consistent. However, Rav Yishua chalak. However, Rav Yishua is not so smooth. And everything, we keep on saying yes, 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 yes. And then we say when it comes to get, no, all you need is a mean. So we see that since Rav Yishua is not as smooth as Rav Lazar, therefore it's more logical to go with Rav Lazar. Dr. Gemara, my chalak, what does it mean that Rav Yishua is not so smooth? If it's considered his real wife, in fact, it's considered his real wife, copy all these halachas of Metziah and Maaseh Yadayim and Afaris Nedarim and Yerusha, and he could even, if he's a Kohen, he could even be over in Esed Eraisa, being with Tamela. So then if you're considered the real wife, Tibai Get. So why don't we also say you have the real halach of a wife that you need a get? And, right, your wife can't just walk out and do me in. So to Akhtana, if it's a real wife, she should need a get, and she shouldn't be able to do me in. In fact, the Gemara, the brother, Nami, according to her brother also, Ilav Ishtahi, if she's not considered your wife at all, me and Nami Lai Tibai. According to her brother, if she is not his wife, why does she even need a mian? If the whole thing is a play, the whole thing is a charade, so then why should she even need a mian? It shouldn't be considered a marriage at all. So effectively, I don't understand. Wait, so she's living with him, she's acting like a wife, and she shouldn't even need a mian? El bechti tipuk. Let her just go out without anything. Let her just like one day get up, not say a word, and just walk out. Meaning, obviously, we understand why you would need something, some sort of formal declaration, or at least some clear indicator that she doesn't want it. So her blazer is very, very consistent. However, Rav Yishua is not so consistent because he's saying it's considered a marriage, copy everything, but he's not requiring a get. Dr. Ashi. Rav Yishua Omer, Zakai b'msiyasa, d'rabbanan af keruah gabe. Rav Yishua said that even though midaraisa is not considered a marriage because she's only a ketana and her mother and her brothers don't have the right to marry her off, only her father, but the rabbanan considered it a marriage, and we acted like it's a marriage, and therefore we said all her money, all her matzias, af keruah gabe. They said it's Hefker, and it belongs to her husband, and the rule is Hefker, Beis Din, Hefker. If Beis Din says that we'll act, that since Midrabanan, it's a marriage, therefore we're going to give all her Metzias and Maaseh Yadayim to her husband, it works. Umetamila, and if her husband is a Kohen, he could be Metamila, Im Kohen Hu. V'afal Gavdin Suin Dida Durabanan, I, the marriage is only Durabanan. And the Isha to be Matame is the Raisa, Kimna Be'isha, we're going to see later. Kibin, the Yoris Lahavila Kemes Mitzvah. Well, since he's going to get, if she dies, who gets all her Nechasim? Her husband gets it. So then, therefore, since he gets the Yerusha and gets all her money, then if you want to ask someone else to bury her, everyone else will say, why should I pay for her burial, right? It's not cheap to go ahead and to bury, especially when I'm burying in Israel, it could be $20,000. So, but even a burial over here, it's not cheap. Everyone else will say, why should I pay for it? And therefore, no one's going to bury her, and she's going to be a Mace Mitzvah.
That's a true statement? I mean, you don't look at it that way. I mean, you don't look at it because I'm not getting any benefit from your gift.
So halavai, everyone was as holy as you, and everyone didn't do it. But Chazal were yuri to the psychology of people, and they know they say
no. How about
mitzvah, the point is that there's no one else, so then I say I'm going to do it. But there's something totally different when it comes to a mitzvah. People don't mind spending money. Let's say you have a din Torah. I mean, let's say you go to Beis Din, and Beis Din says it's treif, you have to throw out $100 worth of chicken. No problem. Then if you get into a fight with someone else about $100, then all of a sudden, even though it's the same $100, then you don't want to listen to Beis Din. Why? Because you're upset. So it's the same thing. If there's no one else and you find a dead body on the road, of course you're going to spend the money to go ahead and bury the person. But over here, someone's getting all her money. He's getting all her Maaseh Yadayim, all her Metzias. He's dashing her millions of dollars. Now, I should pay out of my pocket when he's getting all the money? Oh, that really, really bothers me. That I can't do. So Chazal
the average Jew would rather lose the mitzvah and because someone else, you're gaining by her, so you take care of her also. I mean,
so, so Chazal said that since we're giving him all the money, so then therefore it's going to be his, therefore we're going to consider her as if she's a meis mitzvah, and therefore we are going to allow the, and the halacha is that a kohen is allowed to be metami himself to a meis mitzvah,
right.
and therefore you could do it. So the so just to recap, so the Gemara saying Reb Blood is very consistent, but.
About who's responsible for
burial? Who's responsible?
To pay for the burial. We had that whole
sugya
there.
So in general, the husband is responsible to pay. But over here, according to Rav Yeshua, if he's gonna get, the question is that the marriage is only the rabbanon. This is a derisa level. So Rashi says that since it's like Meis Mitzvah, he could do it. So I'll call upon Rebbe's Paskinim. What?
She's a Kohenis, she doesn't need it from her father anymore? According to Rabbi Yeshua?
According to Rabbi Yeshua, it would be a marriage, and since it would be a marriage, if she's a Kohenis and she married the Yisrael, she would no longer be able to eat Chuma because we deal with it as if it's a marriage. So therefore, okay, let's see if we could take a look at the next Gemara. So it says at the end of the Mishnah, I forgot, what time do you eat?
10:02.
Okay, so maybe we should hop around in another minute. So Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says, if she's an akava, shehi mina ish, if she's his wife, but if she's an akava, she'ina mina ish, ki'ilu ina ish. So the Gemara is going to try to explain, what does that mean, akava mina ish, or akava she'ina mina ish? Hechidami, what does it mean, akava shehi mina ish? What does it mean that she's being held back from husband? And akava she'ina mina ish. And what does it mean that she's being held back, but not because of her husband? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, tavua li nase. If someone asked her that, do you want to get married to me? I mean, again, you have a ketana who got married off by her mother or by her brothers, and a second person said, do you want to marry me? Nothing happened, but he just said, he was tavua linase. He said, and maybe they went on a few dates, I don't know, but he said, would you like to marry a second person? But Amar Machmas Poini Baili, and she says, no, I don't want to marry you. Look, I'm wearing a ring. I'm married to my first husband. Zuhiya Kavashim and Ish. That means she wants to be married to her first husband. She's being held, holding herself back. Like the second person very much, but she said, no, but I'm married to the first husband. So, Zuhi Yaakov HaShim Menesh. What about Machlas B'nei Adam She'enim U'gadim? Let's say she says, I don't want to marry the second person. You want to know why I don't want to marry the second person? It's because I don't like you. You're not Mahogan, you know. Well, me, Chashim, me should go marry a person like you. Zuhi Yaakov HaShim Menesh. So this is actually very similar. This Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, the first opinion in what Reb Elazar ben Yaakov means, is a little similar to a date. Over here, she didn't do a kiddushin to the second person. She didn't do a nisuin to the second person. All she said was, is that I wouldn't have a problem marrying the second person. I don't want to marry the second person because I don't want to marry him. But really, if he was a more befitting person,
my first husband is not holding me back.
Right, my first head. So that's a kol akava she'ina mina ish, and in such a case, the halacha is that she's basically saying that she no longer wants her first husband. She's saying is I'm open. I'm out. I'm doing me.
A girl wants to be married. She's at a point now where I'm stuck with him. He's not the worst thing in the world. I could get better. And you, this new husband, you aren't.
But I'm still not happy with Ruby. Let's say I'll meet Levy, and Levy's better.
I have a house to go back to.
So Reb Elazar ben Yaakov is saying that no, that basically she just did me in, and since she just did me in, I mean, you know, so then she wouldn't mind. If she still wanted her first husband, she should. That's it. That's the first pshat of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. And one more pshat, by oven, Reb Chanina by oven, the Amit Harvayu, Nosan lo get, Zuya Kavashi Mena Ish. If he gave her a get, then that's a cover she mean ish. I mean, if even though she could have done mian, but instead her husband divorces her, so that'd be a cover she mean ish, and therefore it looks like it was a real marriage. The who also b'koyva sev yasir b'koyva. So then, since it looks like it was a real marriage and doesn't just look like a mian, so then therefore he will be usher in her koyvas and she will be usher in his koyvim salmena kahuna. And also now, since it looks like a divorce, even though it wasn't a real divorce, so therefore he's going to pass her from kahuna because the grusha marry a koyin. Meina boy, if she did mian and she did not get a get, Zuya Kavasha Aina Minaish, this is not being held back by the man, and therefore whom was the Bakurva said, how could she was mine? And it's like it was Lamafre, it's as if it was she wasn't married at all. So, and therefore he's allowed to marry her relative, let's say he can marry her sister, Mutaris Bakurvov, and she can marry his relative, let's say she can marry his brother, Veloy Pasal Menakuhuna, and she's not considered a Grusha, and she could marry a Kayan.
The marriage could take place any time. In other words, she could be with him and get to know him and love him in the beginning, love the idea of getting married to him or being married to him, and then 6 months later, before she's 12 years old, she can be mine, right?
Correct.
And it still works for Mafreya.
Correct. Mekanabel Mafreya, or that might be more complicated. I don't know if Reverend Margaretha spoke. But without going into technicalities, but yeah, but practically speaking, it says if she was never ever married to him, she never ever married to him. So even though normally you can't marry, let's say, a chayis ishta, right? You can't, but over here, since she was never married to him, then there's no problem to marry. Frek the Gemara, haktani lekaman, hama enes be'ish. It says later, if she does me and who mutter b'kreveseh, he's mutter in her kravis, vihi mutaris bekravov, and she is mutter in his relative, v'loy pasal minakahuna. And in fact, it said later on that if she does mian, then it's not a marriage, l'mafreya, and therefore he can marry her relative, she can marry his relative, it's not considered a get, and she could marry kohen, nasan la get, even though he didn't have to give her a get, and she could have done mian, but since he gave her a get, and it looks like a real marriage, who also b'koyev esel, therefore he is, and it doesn't call l'mafreya, so he's also in her koyevus, the asura b'koyevov, she's also in his koyevum, pasla minakahuna. Like the Gemara, Perushe Kama Farish. It's not a stira, the fact that we repeated the same exact halacha. We're just explaining, you know, it was a very ambiguous statement. In fact, it was a machlokes. What does it mean, a kavamin ish and a kavashanamin ish? So the later mission is just explaining what we meant earlier. Let's take a look at Rashi. Yeah, I mean, just like any husband could give his wife a get.
That's a normal procedure in the case of a girl who's engaged under 12. Okay.
He could give her a get. There's no reason. I mean, he might say he's going to be messing her up. He's messing himself up that he can't marry her relatives. He's messing her up that she can't marry a kind. And he's messing
her up before she's 12 years old?
Yeah.
Because she has enough understanding, das or whatever it is, or bina, whatever it is, to understand
right. What it is. Yeah, I mean, if she's like under six, then it's not a good condition. But even though she's a ketana, right? Cause you could give even balkarcha. You don't even need her agreement. So yeah, he could do it. Let's just finish off with Rashi. Nothing law get do we a kavamin esh the kiman shalom miyana boy. Since she did not do miyan gaya daita, she revealed her das. It's because of him that she was staying by him. The ishtahi, because she's not doing me, and he didn't want her, but she wanted him. The ishtahi li asa b'koyvaseh, so she is his wife to become asa in a koyvas. Upasla b'gita min a kahuna, and therefore the get does pasal her from the kahuna. Akava she ena min a ish loynis akva etzli. She was not held back because of marriage. Rather, she refused it. So if he refuses her by giving her a get, then it was a marriage. But if she refuses him, then it's not a good get.
Star 9.
Star 9.